God.
Praise Yahweh. That's right. You got to exercise your lungs today because we got 8 days or 10 days of this. You may be seated. May the peace of Yahweh be with each and every one of you. The meat situation, of course, that's not the worst part that we're facing, but that it's bad. And I'm glad that they're now finding out what we've been preaching in the house of Yahweh. But they're going to find a drug to kill it. No telling what else it'll kill. You know, we'll find something to spray it with at least it'll be something different that we're fighting then. The doctors may suggest a different treatment for patients than for themselves, which now that's the headlines for that article, showing that they do not believe, you know, in what they're doing. Now here's a great one. This is really swinging towards righteousness here. They don't like the word Easter egg, so they're going to change its name to Spring Fears. Now, surely that's righteousness, isn't it? The world don't have sense enough anymore to make a sensible decision. They won't quit it, you know, because there's too much money in it. But they want to get away from it somewhere or other, and that's their solution for it. Pacific salmon, dying from leukemia type virus. I don't think this is coming from the wild. I think it's probably coming from the farms. In reading about the farms, they're giving them antibiotics in their feed daily to keep them from dying. And of course, this gets out into the water. And of course, the wild salmon now, I think that's where it's coming from. It'd be my guess. If they do away with the farms, but they're not going to do away with the farms now. There's too much money in it. This is another one that I brought out years ago that now we're seeing. And the reason I show you this is because Yahweh says we're the witnesses. We're going to witness this world go down, Babylon, which means confusion, that they chose. They chose their own way. And he wants his house to see this, so you'll never want to take part in this kind of activities again. But the mad cow disease can be transmitted by air. this is, of course, I brought this out in the original studies, and they fired the two scientists that brought this out, if you remember. And we brought it out from the house of Yahweh, showing that it could be airborne, and Yahweh kept it away from Texas. The states that he didn't, praise Yahweh, the states that he didn't protect have the mad cow disease in both the wildlife and in their dairies. But the airborne prions, the airborne prions are also infectious and can induce mad cow disease, according to this new study that came out just recently, the 13th. Let's see. Report shows 42. This latest report now shows 42 disease clusters have occurred in 13 U.S. states since 1976. That's right after the swinging 60s, if you remember me talking about the swinging 60s and how sin picked up in that time period. televisions were invented and hit the markets in the early 40s. They were practically in every home by the early 50s. And then this is where sin was taught. Everything is fair in love and war is the way they brought it across. And of course, they pushed adultery, fornication, theft. They built up the soldier boys as if they were gods. They came back without arms and legs, and then they cursed them for fighting the wars. I remember the Vietnam War, and the Vietnam veterans are still suffering, and they weren't the ones that put the war together to begin with, but they were the ones that were over there, sent over there to fight it, and they're still suffering hatred, those veterans are today. So this, again, shows you the confusion that we're seeing in the world and in its leaders for the past several years. But these at least 42 disease clusters have occurred in 13 U.S. states since 1976. The swing in 60s would have brought this about. According to this report Monday by environmentalists calling for further study of the causes of these health problems, communities all around the country struggle with unexplained epidemics of cancer, birth defects. If you've noticed this on the news, it's hard to not notice it because even the people that are giving the news, many of them are suffering from birth defects. And you can see it in their faces if you will just, it'd be a great thing, I think, for some people to study faces because Yahweh shows that you know, you can see a lot of things. In fact, he sees it. The way we find the defects in the animals and know that there's no clean animals on earth anymore. You can't find one. We're working with the cleanest ones there is, and they're not clean. They're all defiled, less than what the world has, of course, but they're defiled. And they would not be suitable for a sacrifice because the sacrifice had to be without spot or blemish. But you can't find a clean animal now anymore without blemish. It's impossible. We will change that eventually, but at this time, Yahweh wants us to see it. He wants us to witness this. But this is since 1976 now, according to this report, Monday, by the environmentalist. These communities all around the country struggle with unexplained epidemics of cancer, birth defects, neurological diseases, that's of the nervous system, the brain, spinal cord, and so forth. And it's getting worse, brethren. Every day it's getting worse. And of course, if you look at Isaiah 24, he says, let's read it. Isaiah 24, if everyone will turn there and read that, you need to read it often, I think. Study the words. I notice that people read over things that Yahweh wants them to see, and he places words for you, particular words for you, I come behind all the preachers and explain what they missed, which is almost the total Bible. But in Isaiah 24, Yahweh witnesses this. That is, his house witnesses what is taking place here. The emptying of the earth is what he's speaking of there. And of course, in the later chapters and in the earlier chapters, he says in the earlier chapters in chapter 2, he says, in the last days I will establish my house. And then in 44, he says they will witness this and they will also tell about it. But here he says we're witnessing the earth being emptied. of course, by mankind, by the way that they have chosen. And please let me point out quickly that the way this starts is something desirable put in your mind. Whether it be a rock and roll song or a tune that would draw you out, draw you away from the worship of Yahweh on the training program that Yahweh sends you, this is a great way to do it. Do you like music? You may hear that question asked. If you do, get the name of the person that asked it. I need to talk to him or her quickly. Don't allow any music, worldly music, in this camp throughout this feast, please. But it starts with putting something desirable, and you see, well, you think that's a desirable way, while inside that, it's placing suggestions in your mind that makes you wonder, why in the world did I ever come to the house of Yahweh? But you don't notice it. See, you're too busy dancing around to this jig that Satan has planted for you. That's just one of the tiny deceits that's available in the world today that's causing the world to go down. As I just read you, clusters of cancer, birth defects, and it all started with, do you like music? Oh, I know Yahweh said that, but this is the desirable way. Well, it might have once been. You know what's going to make you love Yahweh? What's going to make you love Yahweh is witnessing what the other way brings and the fight that he has gone through to bring you a way that won't cause harm. You're going to love Yahweh. It may be too late for you to enter his kingdom if you don't repent now, but you're going to love him. Study the first sexually transmitted insect-borne diseases. How many remembers that I told you could get mad cow disease and other diseases, even AIDS, from mosquitoes? Praise Yahweh. Well, now they know it. And they can prove it with this, the proof that they have right here. Hospitals. Well, you get sick, so you go to the hospital. There are an estimated 200,000 hospitals in California each year, resulting in 12,000 deaths annually. You go to the hospital, you pick up to get one thing treated, and you pick up another one that kills you. So he that finds his life will lose it, as Yeshua said. Herpes spreading patterns show wide risk of transmission. This is one of the fastest growing bugs there is and becoming untreatable. And here, to solve this problem, we have the Vatican deploys its division in Iraq under the banner of NATO. Did you know that the Vatican owned NATO? They're calling it the Pope's army. Well, back to Isaiah 24, we're witnessing now the world go down. As verse 1 shows, it's going to be upon everyone. As you see here, the preachers, the priests, the servants, it won't miss any of you. No one's immune to it. That's verse 2. The land will be utterly emptied and plundered, for Yahweh has spoken, has warned you in advance. The earth mourns and fades away because of this, and we're seeing it mourn right now. The earth is very defiled, by verse 5, by the inhabitants of it, because, notice, they've transgressed the laws of Yahweh. They've changed the ordinances and broken the everlasting covenant. And it all starts with a whisper in your ear. Has Yahweh said this to you? Well, here's the desirable way. Because of this, the curse has devoured the earth, and we're witnessing it devouring the earth. You've been protected. I know that Yahweh has protected you. Some people bring this to the house. Everyone has it, but some people bring some pretty heavily born diseases with them to the house of Yahweh. Many of them are healed. Many more leave and die. Because of this, the curse has devoured the earth, and they who dwell therein are desolate, cut off from Yahweh. Therefore, the inhabitants of the earth are burned. That's what we're going to see next, and few men left. What I'd like for you to do is get your minds on Yahshua today, and of course, Sunday at sunset, we'll start the memorial of the Passover Lamb of Yahweh. If you could get that in your mind, Yahshua is the prophesied Passover Lamb of Yahweh. That's what he's called. The prophecy started as early as Genesis with this prophecy of the Passover Lamb. I want you to come prepared to follow Yahshua's example. The examples of Yahshua of being a servant in the house of Yahweh. A servant. A servant. That's what washing the feet meant. And, of course, that was a job for the lowest slave. And Yahshua became the lowest slave on the face of the earth and washed everyone's feet. Well, what does that mean? Well, surely he must have got up and bragged about it and walked out telling how great he was and avoided all the work he possibly could. No, that's not what he did. He said, I must be about my father's business. I've got to work. My father works and I work. Well, of course, that's what the work of Yahweh is all about. And believing into the one sent who will tell you, come and find a place to work in the house. Yes. Be an example. Follow the example of Yahshua. Now, that Sunday after sunset, which starts the second day, Monday, the day the Passover lamb of Yahweh was actually prophesied to be killed. That's Monday evening. Before sunset, he was killed. Monday evening at sunset starts the third day of the week, Tuesday, and the first high day of the seventh feast of unleavened bread. Celebrating this feast and coming out of the world of sin, come out from among them, touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. Meaning, I won't receive you unless you come out from among them and stop touching the unclean. The unclean that brings the confusions to the minds, that brings the cancers to the bodies, that brings the birth defects to the brains and all sorts of bodies. Somebody told me they had trouble because they would unconsciously hear. When they were listening to the news, they would unconsciously hear a worldly song. And I don't know if you, I'm the same way. I hear a worldly song and for some reason or another, it keeps popping in my mind. Now, this is how hard sin is to overcome. Try putting all the leavening out of your house. And then later, after the feast, you'll find you left some. How many's had that problem? Well, of course, this is the way it is in your brain right now. You've got a mixture here that you're fighting. I've found a way to stop it. We're going to show you the way to stop it Monday night at the Seder. I've found a way that you can stop it. You find that tune coming, and I'll show you how you can get rid of it instantly. So don't miss it. Be here. Yahweh gave it to me. Anyway, it's very hard to get rid of, and of course, but you can do it. But celebrating this and coming out of this world of sin sets you apart as belonging to Yahweh. The world has done away with all. I should be turning over to Exodus 20. The world did away with these feast days because they are appointments with Yahweh, where Yahweh teaches you how to stop what I just read to you and what you just saw, the world coming down because of breaking Yahweh's laws. But people get caught up in it so easily, they don't realize that they're being led into this through little things that led them up to it, and then they have trouble getting rid of it and getting away from it. But here in Exodus 20, we see the first Sabbath named in Leviticus 23, where he says, "These are my feasts." Well, of course, you're celebrating a feast day of Yahweh right now. The seventh day weekly Sabbath is what you're celebrating, and it's an appointment with Yahweh. He says his eyes and his heart is right here. If you put that together with what Yahshua said, that he actually gives us this knowledge to judge a person. You can actually judge a person by knowing where his heart is, because there is his treasure. That's what Yahshua said. He was speaking of several things there that we see back in the early prophets' writings. But one of them, of course, was mammon, or money. So where your heart is, there's where you put your mammon, he said, or your money. And you're ready to do the work of Yahweh. So you're ready to support the work of Yahweh. Yahshua said, it makes no difference how little it is. He said, even if you give a person a drink of water by the authority of some prophet who has told you, give this man a drink of water, so you obey. I'm explaining it a little over what he did, but this is what he was saying. You give the man a drink of water because you're told to. You're told, go at the house of Yahweh, ask the priest, who we'll see, and he will show you what to do. Well, Yahshua said, anyone who receives the reward of a prophet, if he is a prophet, he'll receive that reward. But even if you give a person a drink of water by the order of a prophet, you will not lose your reward. If you're humbling yourself to that position right there, humility counts a lot. Well, of course, Yahweh is with us here, and of course we're being judged, and his heart is in this work right here. His eyes are watching, and he has eyes everywhere. I don't mean he has more than two eyes. No, he doesn't. He's just like you. But he has, like the United States, radar, eyes that can tell you where the bombs are, where the enemy, their so-called enemies, has their bombs hidden. Well, Yahweh knows where they're hidden too, but he knows what's hidden in your heart. Those eyes can see in, not only in the face and in the eyes, but they can see into your heart, and that's what he judges, is your heart. Where your heart is, there is your treasure. Well, his heart is here with us today. We are his treasure that he's guarding. Guarding it very carefully. He puts us through certain things for our sake, because he knows we need certain things to build our character. But he's guarding this work totally. It will not stop. He said that in his prophecies. This work here will not stop. It will not be killed off by Satan like all the other works were allowed to be done. And in the last days, I will establish my house, Isaiah 2, It will teach my laws, and it will bring forth a character that will stop war. Stop wars and fightings. They'll beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hook. Now, that's what it's going to stop in this time period. Watch, you're going to see them coming over to you. They are coming. In fact, many of them are here. I was told of all the different countries. By the way, we're down to two. Now, I think we're going to have to select some men and women and send them to these two countries. Anyone interested? Okay. That may be the only way is to take it by hand deliver it. But we are going to reach those two countries. Yeah. That's all we like. We're in every country except those two. One of them only consists of 50 people. A service station on one side of the road and a mailbox on the other, they said. But we're going to find it and we're going to deliver it. One way or another, we're going to get there. Well, it started with, and this is the important thing, meeting with Yahweh. Meeting with Yahweh. Well, Yahweh meets with his people at his house, at his prophesied house. He doesn't meet with them anywhere else. He just meets with them at his prophesied house and trains them and gets them ready to go deliver this to those two countries or wherever. And he says, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Remembering the Sabbath day to keep it holy, that doesn't tell you all of it. In fact, we're told by the prophets several different things. You're to find joy there. Find your joy. Now, this feast, put yourself out of your mind. If you say anything to yourself, kick yourself and get yourself to rolling to find a place in his house. And the way you find it is to go ask the Kohans or the Kohanas, and they'll tell you, yes, we have a place right over here that you can work, and we'll try to figure out what you're qualified for and put you in whatever position that the house of Yahweh needs you. It may be that, like my job when I was in college, before I went to college, I had a job in the Worldwide Church that I was so proud of at the time, parking cars, setting up chairs, parking cars out in the rain. I told you that. I didn't have an umbrella. I got wringing wet, but I was joyous to have a job. Anoki with a job. You know, that was unheard of. Anoki that had a job. And of course, that's the way I was raised. But when I went to college, I went up in life. They put me to cleaning commodes in the college and cleaning the restaurant. I had some experience at cleaning kitchens because Mother taught me that. And I had that kitchen shining in a little while in the commodes, too. I had the whole thing cleaned up by myself. Anyway, find you a job. It makes no difference. If they tell you to take this jug of water to some animal, you won't lose your reward. Yahweh is watching. It's your attitude he's after anyway. He's training you to be humble. He's not training you for the position he's got in Yahweh Shammai, only to be humble. And if you're humble, then he will give you the rest. All the rest will be added to you. You think you're not qualified right now, but I can tell you, your subconscious mind is holding more information than all the encyclopedias in the world. Yahweh is filling it from things you don't even know when you read, when you thumb through this book of Yahweh. You don't know all the knowledge that you're getting there. When you listen to me speak and explain the scriptures, you see just a little bit of it that you missed. But there's a lot of it, brethren, that is written right here in these scriptures, and we're finding it daily. You know, we got teams working on this, and we're finding it daily with research. Maybe that's what you're great at. If it is, we can certainly use you there too. But there's a job in the house for everyone, whether it's milking cows, milking goats, cleaning restrooms, whatever. You won't lose your reward if you'll humble yourself and do it. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. That's the way you keep it holy. Get your mind off of yourself and get it on other people. Make the Sabbath a blessing to them. That's what Yahweh did. He made it a blessing to His people. He worked. He worked making it a blessing, making the people love it by serving them and making servants out of them. So when your body is changed, you're going to be smarter than Solomon. Solomon wouldn't hold the light for you. In fact, he's the one that said that this was just the tip of the iceberg. Another one wrote that Solomon in all of his glory will not be arrayed as one of these little ones. That's what Yeshua himself said. So Yahweh has it in you already. You just don't know it because you can't get to it right now. But it's there, recording everything, and you will have access to it if you humble yourself and qualify. Six days you can work and do all of your work. That's given to you. But on the seventh day, you are to serve Yahweh, making the Sabbath a delight to others. That's what Isaiah 58 says. The seventh day is the Sabbath that Yahweh will meet with you in a personal appointment every Sabbath at the place He has prophesied to place His name, and there He will teach you. For in 6 days Yahweh made the heavens and the earth and the sea and all that in them, and rested the seventh day. And of course, if you just take that word and say, well, He rested, meaning in your mind or in what Satan wants you to believe in your mind, that He sat down and He didn't do anything. Not taking the rest of the scriptures, of course, not even knowing the rest of the scriptures, one would believe that. But if you know the rest of the scriptures, plus the actions, the example of Yahshua Messiah himself, then you'll know that's a lie. Yahweh didn't sit down. He worked and He took care of those people. He taught them and made the Sabbath a delight for them. That's your training today. You're to become like Yahweh and like Yahshua, who set a perfect example and now has received the reward, the authority, where He's above even the heavenly beings now. That's what you have the opportunity to be yourself with humility. That's what He's hunting. And if you look up this word and follow what Yahweh has shown, He has sent prophets to kings and said, this is going to take place because you did this. The king that was humbled himself and repented, Yahweh saw it. And He says, see how, He says to the prophet, you see how he's humbled himself? Go back and tell him this is his blessing. His eyes and his heart is here right now. You're the biggest thing in His heart, in Yahweh's heart, right now. This is the finishing work, that will take over the universe that will bring not only health, but it will bring joy and gladness and abundant living. And we will stop war, as Isaiah 2 shows. Never again will there be war after Yahweh brings this thing about. And yes, he is relentless. The Catholic Church says he calls him the relentless judge. And I'm glad he's relentless, because that's the only way he could bring this about. But he's going to make you see, make you witness this right down to the very end. If you'll humble yourself and be a part of this work, he'll let you witness this right down to the very end. Yes. And then you're going to love Yahweh. Now, those who can believe his words without seeing, you'll love him now. Because his prophecies, brother, his prophecies are coming true. The very fact that he said, in the last days I will establish my house in the chief of the nations. And Yahshua said that this kingdom is going to be taken away from you, and it's going to be given to someone in a foreign land. A foreign land. Zechariah said a land that's not even a Babylonian land, but not established at this time. That was America. And that's where his house was established, in this time period. And the very fact that we can see this prophecy proves it, brethren. And it proves the rest of it. Yes, that his eyes and his heart are here with you. You're the remnant of this house that he is establishing, that he is working to bring about. You're the ones, brethren, that can enter the Holy of Holies. And that's what you're doing right now, is training to enter it. But pride, arrogance, hatred, vengeance, they won't enter it. I'm asking you today to get prepared for tomorrow. Get yourself prepared to be a blessing to all of Yahweh's people at this campground. And I'll do my best to be a blessing to you. I've got to get back to my notes here. You see this now in verse 8. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. The seventh day is the Sabbath, verse 10. Now, of course, if you turn over to Exodus 31, this is the Sabbath, and it's the first Sabbath named in Leviticus 23, the first feast day. And that's what the Sabbath is. It's a feast. But here in chapter 31, verse 13, he says, "Speak also to the children of Israel, saying, surely my Sabbaths you will keep, for they are a sign between me and you throughout your generations, that you may know that I am Yahweh who sets you apart for this work," or to be a part of his family. You know, once this door is shut, there will be no more. You have the opportunity here and now to become a part of his immediate family. Let's turn back over to Genesis with what you have in mind, what you've seen right there, and look at Genesis 2 and verse 2. Now, on the seventh day, Yahweh ended his work. On the seventh day, he ended his work, which he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work, which he had done. And Yahweh blessed the seventh day, blessed it by becoming a blessing to his people, and set it apart. This was all done on the seventh day, set it apart in the records of heaven and earth, set it apart to be holy, because that in it he rested from the work which Yahweh had created. Rested and created. Yahshua, too, blessed the Sabbath day. If you go over to Yochanan, the fifth chapter, Yochanan 5:17, he said, "But Yahshua answered them, My father works. He's speaking of the Sabbath day. And he says, my father works and I work. Speaking of the Sabbath, because they had gotten on to him about breaking, or so-called, they accused him of breaking the Sabbath because of their traditions. Well, he dealt with, let's go back to Mark, the second chapter. And look at verse 27. Verse 27, found on page 762. Mark 2:27. Then he said to them, the Sabbath was made for man, and not man for the Sabbath. Therefore, the Son of Man is also teacher of the Sabbath. He's teacher of the Sabbath. Now, if you go to Matithya, the fifth chapter, Matithya 5, and look at verse 17. Matithya 5, verse 17. Don't even think that I've come to destroy the law or the prophets. I've not come to destroy, but to establish them. So we know that Yeshua is establishing the way the Sabbath should be kept. He's the teacher of the Sabbath. He's not going to do away with the law that was given in Exodus, but he's going to establish it in the minds of his apostles, which sets the foundation. Remember, we are the fruits of the foundation of the prophets and the apostles. So he's establishing this in the foundation of the apostles, and saying, I'm not going to do away with the foundation of the prophets. I'm going to show you what the prophets meant. For truly I say to you, unless heaven and earth passes away, which it won't, the prophecies show that it won't. Satan has a plan to make it. She has a plan to destroy heaven and earth. That is, the heavens that involve mankind along with the earth. One yod, or the smallest of the letter, will in no wise pass from the law. That is, the markings of the letters, what each letters mean, which you find in the Hebrew words as it was written, that's what he's speaking of here. The meanings that is brought out of from the house of Yahweh, showing at Abel, as the great Yehuda keeps bringing out, that they left out of your scriptures, that is, they mistranslated it or refused to translate it. But he's speaking of the smallest letters that show you something, that teach you something, and in this case, teach you about the Sabbath day and the laws of Yahweh. And notice, will in no wise pass from the law until all things are perfected. Well, of course, you're part of that perfection that Yahweh is training you for. He's training you to bring perfection not only to the earth, but to the universe. As a servant, a willing, obedient servant of His, which He can send out to not only the earth, but to the planets, and they will readily accept you. You will have more honor than Solomon with these heavenly beings once you humble yourself and are chosen for this job. That's how important you are, and that's why Yahweh's heart is with us right now. We're the biggest thing in His plans right now. Notice verse 19. Whosoever therefore will break one of the least of these, the yod or whatever of these laws, and will teach men so, will be called the least in the kingdom. Now they won't be there, as we'll see in just a little bit here, but they'll be called the least in the kingdom of Yahweh. But whosoever, that's the way they're being judged right now. You're being judged right now for what you're doing. And what you will do at this feast right here, where His eyes are watching and His heart is very much with you, brethren. with each and every one of you here. His heart is with you, hoping that you will overcome, humble yourself like the lowest slave, like Yeshua did, like we're going to display tomorrow night. But whosoever will do and teach them these, everything I'm teaching you here, whosoever is willing to do and teach them, whether you remember it or not, it's going to be in your subconscious mind. So if you forget it, but you're still humble and willing, then Yahweh can use you. And when you're changed over, that's when you're going to have all this knowledge. Every word that I've spoken to you, every word that you have seen in where we're teaching. Well, I may have my hand on one paragraph here, but your eyes have already seen everything that's on both pages there and recorded it, not only as it's written, but as it's deciphered also in these words and letters. Yes. Whosoever will do and teach them, the same will be called great in the kingdom of Yahweh. But notice the next verse now. If you're like the Pharisees or like Christianity or want to be a part of it, you will in no wise enter that kingdom. Read it for yourself. Verse 20. You will in no wise enter that kingdom if you have any hope or respect for the Catholics. They rule the world right now. They're the confusion. They are the ones of Revelations who have brought forth the confusion that you see that is bringing down the world. Look at Mark 3. Mark 3 and verse 4. He says, then he said to them, is it lawful? Well, of course, they were wanting, and they're the ones that, you know, like so many, as Yahweh said, did Israel say that? Well, of course, Yeshua, you know, he was arguing the same points, and I get the answers from him a lot when I'm dealing with the public. But he said unto them, is it lawful to do well on the Sabbath day or to do evil? Which one? Which one is it lawful to do? he kind of made them look like idiots, which I guess they were near to that. To save life or to kill it? Well, of course, he knew that they were out killing. This was what they were doing throughout the land of Israel, shedding innocent blood, mostly hunting down people who wanted to keep the laws and teach the law. And right away, they sought to, after they got their answers from him right here, they sought to kill him too. But they remained silent. After looking at them in anger, they in anger, not him, he wasn't angry, but they were, being grieved because of the hardness of their hearts, he said to them, stretch out your hand. And he went ahead and did righteousness, a righteous work on the Sabbath day, showing he's a great example of that. Ask the Kohans and the Kohanas. They will give you a part in Yahweh's work, the same as let's go back to Exodus 13 now. Exodus 13. We read 31:13 a while ago, where he said, "This is a sign that is Yahweh." If you just think about what he's saying there, and think of what a prophecy this is. Now, anyone could have church services on the seventh day of the week. That's not keeping the Sabbath. Remember, the first thing about keeping the Sabbath is seek the place that Yahweh chooses to place his name. Because there is his heart and his eyes will be there with you. Meaning he'll be there to teach you. He'll be there teaching you how to prepare for his family. Well, here in chapter 13 and verse 9 now, he says, "And it will be as a sign to you upon your hand and a memorial." It's a memorial. Remember that word there. We're speaking here of unleavened bread, but it also speaks of every Sabbath day. A memorial between your eyes, that Yahweh's law shall be in your mouth. For with a strong hand, Yahweh has brought you out of Egypt, that is, out of sin. You shall therefore keep this ordinance in its season, this memorial ordinance. And sin now is the breaking of these laws, as we see in 1 John 3:4. But I want you to notice something else there in 1 John. We better turn over there to 1 Yochanan. 1 John 3:4 shows us, or 1 Yochanan 3:4, if you have a book of Yahweh, it shows you what sin is. The law of keeping the Sabbath is more than just coming to services. That's part of keeping the Sabbath, because I am serving you. I charge you nothing for this. It's free of charge. I told someone who was in a profession, I told them they shouldn't be charging Yahweh's people those big high prices because they're unable to pay it. I said, I don't charge you. So why are you charging Yahweh's people? Well, they got mad at me. But I was right in what I told them. Okay. Here it is. Whosoever commits sin transgresses the law. Well, the law of the Sabbath day, if you transgress it, then, you know, coming to services is not going to help you. If you call me teacher or ruler, then why don't you do the things I teach you, Yeshua said. And he says, so I am. You call me ruler, you call me king, you call me your teacher, then why don't you do what I teach you? That's what Yeshua said to his disciples. Well, finally they started doing what he taught them. But that was after the resurrection. They were stiff-necked and rebellious people that he took out of the world with a habit of listening to music, I guess, worldly music. Yeah, they had it back then too. In fact, Yahweh gave them the talents and then they used it for Satan. But he says, if you break this law, well, if you don't become a servant, as Yahshua showed you, on the Sabbath, making the Sabbath a delight. That's our job, each and every one of us. That's our jobs. Make the Sabbath a delight for others. You won't have time to think about yourself if you do that. But you should have thought about yourself the first 6 days, right? You shouldn't have to be thinking about yourself on the Sabbath day. Now look on down to verse 7 and 8, and remember, he says, if you do this right, you're going to know that it is I who set you apart, who sanctified you for this holy use. Look at verse 7. Little children, let no man deceive you. He who practices righteousness. Well, practicing righteousness is what Yeshua did. He became a slave to his disciples. And he bragged on the slaves. He bragged on the woman that washed his feet. Remember that? Washed his feet with tears. Kissed his feet. He bragged on her and said that she will receive, because she has humbled herself like this and become a part of the work, that she won't lose out on her reward. Neither will you. Little children, let no man deceive you. He who practices righteousness is righteous. Even if you get it wrong, if you humble yourself and practice it as you're told to do, this is Deuteronomy 17, go to the priests, the Kohans, the Kohanas, Do what they request of you. Don't turn aside from to the right or the left. Just do it. Do it. Just do it. He who commits sin belongs to the other side. You see that? Now look at verse 10. He says, in this the children of Yahweh and the children of the devil are manifest. Whoever does not practice righteousness is not of Yahweh and does not love his brother. Well, of course, you can see that in the world today very clearly, that they do not love their brother. Quickly, let's turn over to Luke, Luke the 7th chapter. I just got two more scriptures, then I'll let you go. Luke 7, notice verse 44. Then he turned to the woman and said to Simon, see this woman? I entered into your house, and you gave me no water for my feet, but she has washed my feet with her tears and wiped them with the hair on her head. Do you think that is humiliating? I would have licked the commode. If I'd have thought it pleased Yahweh, I would have licked it with my tongue to clean it. That's the kind of attitude I had because I wanted a job straight from Yahweh. Now that's how I grew up. But look at this, how humble this woman was and wiped them with her hair. You gave me no kiss, but this woman has not ceased from kissing my feet since the time I came in. Now, when you humble yourself, big, mighty one, Queen of Sheba or whatever, when you get down to wash your sister's feet, I'm not asking you to kiss them, but have in mind what this woman did right here. And you men too, have in mind what he's saying to this man here, Simon, who he's talking to. When he says humble himself, when he says to you, humble yourself, he's showing you how to do so. He's showing you the attitude that he wants in you. And if you don't have it, then you're not keeping his Sabbath correctly. You're not keeping the laws correctly. The laws are what brings your heart, changes your heart to where Yahweh can use it. Yahweh himself, the creator of heaven and earth now, he's got this plan. He created the heavens, and they became darkness. And then he says, I'm going to bring you out of darkness now. I'm going to bring this generation of people here. I'll make them in my image. That's what he's doing right now. And Yahshua showed you the image right here that he wants in your character. He said, you did not anoint my head with oil, but this woman has anointed my feet with oil. Therefore, I say to you, her sins, though are many, are forgiven. Where does that put you, Simon? Where does that put you, Queen of Sheba? Who think? I tell you, this will look pretty great when you see how much Yahweh loves you and shows and has gone to these extreme efforts to guide you into his kingdom and bring you to the loving servant that he himself is to you. May Yahweh bless you, and I'll turn the services back to the next speaker. I love you!